Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? We're always talking about vision. Do you have the vision for your business? What are we really saying? We're saying, can you see? Can you see where your business should go? Can you see the opportunity out there? Can you see where your business was? Can you see what's needed to be done to absolutely be successful? Vision, seeing. What's the difference between someone that has a small company and just making a living and someone who's making millions of dollars a year? It's not that they're any smarter. It's not that they have any more brain power. It's that they're able to see the vision. They're able to understand how business works. And they're able to tap into the vision all around them. Vision can exist anywhere in your business. It doesn't just have to come from you. You just have to be able to see it. You have to be able to listen. You have to be able to understand what's going on. Customer complaints can be an incredible benefit to absolutely understanding your business. Listening to our customers and what they need and their requests for products or services we may not have or improvements can be an incredible benefit to the business. Listening to our coworkers, our employees, asking them what they see. How do you see the business? What do you think we should do? What are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? Involve them in conversations. Meet with other business people. They may not even be in the same business that you are, but how do they see the economy? How do they prospect? How do they find customers? What's important to them? How do they use their day? Understand exactly how the process works. Understand what's necessary. The people who make a great deal of money work very hard, put in long hours, but they don't necessarily do everything. They bring together a collective consciousness of a group of people who help them become successful. There is no one that can become successful on their own. We need the thoughts, we need the energy, we need the ambition, the will, drive, and determination, and the vision of other people. Now, once we have it, then as the CEO, president, or business owner of the company, we need to be in a position of understanding what we're going to do with it. We need to understand what's going to work for our business and our lifestyle and our employees, and what's not. So take a global picture. Think of it that way. I'm going to have vision by taking a global picture of everything that's going on around me. I'm going to sort out what doesn't work. I'm going to embrace what does work. I'm going to put it into action. And I'm going to continue to always, always, always have a quest for more information, more understanding. There are people in the business community that see things before they happen. They understand when the economy is going to go up. They understand when we're going to have a recession. They understand exactly what products and services they should be in. Model your business after those people. Study them. See how they think. That doesn't mean you should be them. It's just they're successful. Success brings success. Surround yourself with as much success as you possibly can, and as many successful people as you possibly can surround yourself with it. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening. to Talk Business with Howard.